The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello. From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and I said it was the easiest part of the schedule on paper. And sometimes you wish they were played on paper, and sometimes you don't. Look at West Virginia's season. Some of those games you don't want played on paper. You don't want any of them played on paper. But West Virginia has their first losing streak of the season against the easiest part of the schedule on paper. This time going to Manhattan, losing to Kansas State by 13. And that's generous. This did not feel like a 13-point loss. To say West Virginia came out flat is an understatement. Kansas State has struggled defensively all season, and yet West Virginia was stuck on 2 points for a long time. And the word is out. hey, that Javon Small, really focus on him. That's the end of the blueprint right now. And it worked. Nobody besides Javon could do anything offensively, I would argue, for most of this game. And West Virginia was down 26 at one point in the first half. They didn't get the 20. To say West Virginia is in an offensive rut is accurate. Could be an understatement. They're having a rough time on offense. The last two games, West Virginia went 8 for 50. 8 for 50 from the three-point line. And this team, when they're their best, when they're at their best, they are making threes. And I don't even, like, I got my handy calculator, 8 divided by 50. That is 16%. 16%. Not good. Not good. After Amani was on a heater, after he came back from his lower body injury, this week he shot 5 for 23 from the floor. Not going to cut it. Joe Yesufu, he didn't score today, hasn't scored in 3 of the last 4 games for West Virginia. JP didn't score today. That's a rare bird and not good. KJ hasn't scored since the Kansas game and has not scored, obviously, since he's returned from his upper body injury. And, you know, Javon's got to get some help. He did rebound from his performance Tuesday, but he can't do it by himself. He can't. And I think it's affecting their defense because Kansas State broke 70 today. It wasn't as bad as far as the easy baskets, but it just stands out when teams get easy baskets against West Virginia. And it happened today. I think as much as the defense can carry them, it can carry them to a point. You got to score some baskets. And the mirage on Tuesday was how West Virginia was getting points off of turnovers. that didn't seem to happen. It happened more in the second half, and West Virginia, after scoring 18 in the first half, they had a 40-plus point second half. So that's good, but it's, again, West Virginia was down 26 in the first half. So you, it's good, but it's not great. And they just haven't guarded this week at an elite level. And they have guarded at an elite level for most of the season. And two losses this week, two bad starts in for a team that typically has a better first half than the second half, going all the way back to the first game, even the exhibition game. They come out guns blazing, and they've done that. And when they don't, it goes awry. So how have they gotten wins in the Big 12? What did they do in their four Big 12 wins? Because now they're 4-4 in the Big 12. And they've done it, and you got to exclude Javon from this equation, because Javon has been somewhere in those four wins between good and a superhero, between good and an actual cape and like a belt with different utilities on it or whatever. Ed was the leading scorer in the Kansas game, and Andre, 3,000. JP hit 5 threes against Oklahoma State. Colorado, that was the Joe Yesufu game. Amani had 4 threes on Jerry West Day in the Iowa State game. Those things happen to happen for West Virginia to get wins in this conference. Plus Javon doing his thing. And I feel confident that Javon is going to do his thing. You don't need everyone to have major offensive contributions, but you gotta have somebody besides Javon giving you something on offense. And on paper, Arizona State, good defensive team. Kansas State, I don't know what to tell you. They, this season, have not been great at defense and held West Virginia to 18 points in the first half. And so the problem is West Virginia's got to figure out some stuff on offense, and the next three games are against Houston, number one defense in the country, at Cincinnati, number nine defense in the country. This is based on Ken Pomeroy's computer. And then you go to that dumb Frog Court, and they're 37th in the country in defense. So you got to figure out your offense against defenses all way better than what you face today at Kansas State. So is that a good equation? I don't have to put that into my calculator. That's not a great equation. Some of what's happened this week is explainable, besides the obvious. They're using a short bench, and they're playing without one of their two best players in Tucker DeVries. Can we talk about that for a second? The whole Tucker upper body injury. I mean, I'm going to be brief, because what is there to say? No updates. Not expecting them, but would like a breadcrumb. just a little morsel. I think the last time Coach DeVries was asked in the preview for the Kansas State game, I think the question was, Coach, I know you're tired of us asking these questions, but we got to ask them. What's the status on Tucker and Jaden? And the answer is, yeah, there's no update. So they'll keep asking, and Coach DeVries will keep not having an update. And that's okay, but Tucker's missed 11 games. He was actually asked, I forget if it was before the Arizona State game or before the Iowa State game, about, is it past the point of no return for specifically Tucker this season? And Coach DeVries said, no, we're not at that point yet. But like, what's his future hold? Is there any chance for Tucker returning this season? I mean, selfishly, as a watching how the season is going and specifically focus on this season, I hope so, but each game that passes makes that probability seem less and less likely. If you, let's say he comes back, I don't think he's coming back for the next game versus Houston. But if he does, then that's what? Like a he's playing two-thirds of the season? Is playing two-thirds of the season worth burning your final year of eligibility? And I don't think that's going to happen. But we're close to that point of no return. It's coming soon. Now, do I have faith that the point of no return question will be answered and communicated by a real G, an established real G in Coach DeVries that moves in silence like lasagna? I do not have faith in that. I think it's going to be a, oh, by the way, or in the offseason. I would love to be proved wrong on that. And again, no ill will. That's an injury. That is what? HIPAA. All good. But, you know, then it's like, will he redshirt and come back next season? This has been an awesome first year for Coach DeVries and the basketball program. If I was to look in the sky and see a cloud, like a dark cloud, the sun is still shining, but in the distance, or I can look up and see a cloud, and it's Tucker's upper body injury. That has been the one cloud of this season. And like a small cloud behind that, the Jaden Stone hasn't played this year and no updates on him. And he played, I saw him play basketball in the exhibition against the University of Charleston. So he did suit up and play in a game that didn't count. Haven't seen him since. Been on the bench sometimes. I think I saw the back of his head. I think he traveled with the team. Don't quote me on that. Wait. That was a big tangent.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This week's woes, how can I explain it? Well, as I've been talking about all season, freshmen, especially on the road. Now, JP has proved me wrong in some performances on the road this season in the Big 12, but they're 8 games in. These are freshmen that are experiencing the college schedule, the Big 12 schedule, Big 12 travel for the first time. And that's just hard to lean on consistent contributions from these guys, especially on the road. And I talked about JP not scoring today. KJ hasn't scored in a while. Amani looks like he re-aggravated his lower body injury, his foot injury today. So I don't know how close to 100% he was today. Word on the street is that this team had the bug, whatever illness going through the team, and that can explain the lack of life on Tuesday versus Arizona State. They had more pep today, especially in the second half, but just seeing how flat they came out in the first half, it makes you think, have they turned the corner on sickness? I'm allowed to do the excuses thing. Keep the no excuses t-shirt. I'm allowed to do this. I'm just trying to think of how to explain this 0-2 week. Outside of those things and just, I think Arizona State's good. They played Iowa State and had a lead with them with 5 minutes left before it went sideways. But they had a halftime lead against Iowa State, had a lead for, you know, basically 35 minutes of the game. And then it went south. Kansas State, they have signs of a good team, but they had lost six in a row. It's weird. We got two teams that on paper were the easiest part of the schedule, but both in dire circumstances. West Virginia, who was really bad at basketball last year, Kansas was good at basketball last year, came to Morgantown and got beat. And West Virginia just got a double dose of, we got to have a win. We're due for a win. What are the chances? Is that going to help me sleep at night on those? I'm telling you it is. But you'd say that 4-4 in the Big 12, if I told you before the season that West Virginia was 500 in the Big 12 schedule, 8 games in, you'd take that, wouldn't you? How they got to 4-4, you wouldn't be able to predict. And it is a strange trip. 2-2 at home, 2-2 on the road, 2 wins against teams above them in the Big 12, 2 wins against the bottom of the Big 12, 2 losses against teams above them in the Big 12, and 2 losses against the bottom of the Big 12. It's almost like I keep thinking about head coach Neil Brown. Things tend to balance out. They're 4-4 in the conference, and all of that is balance. It's not great. It's not great considering some of the awesome wins and then what happened this week. But you'd take it before the season, 4-4. And so they got 12 left. Speaking of balance, 6 at home, 6 on the road. 3 are against teams above them in the Big 12 standings. And then 8 of those games are home and homes against teams currently below WVU in the standings. It looks like BYU will be 4-4. They're currently leading Cincinnati in the second half at home. And then you finish with a 4-4 Central Florida team. So it should be difficult to guess where the wins are going to come from based on the variety of awesome wins and on paper bad losses. But it's not going to be difficult to guess if they don't figure out something offensively, if they don't get a spark from one of the role players. Then it's going to be fairly simple to guess where the wins are going to come from, because it's going to be tough sledding.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket.
The next game for WVU is Wednesday, 7 p.m. We go back to the shadows of ESPN Plus, back home in the Coliseum to face our old friends, the Houston Cougars, who have that Terminator look. They do. I don't picture Houston as a letdown team. Not really something they're into is having letdowns. They haven't lost more than 8 games in a season since the 2016-2017 season. It's been a while. But what a game today. No big deal. West Virginia's beat Kansas at Kansas, so it's not like it's impossible. Houston did it today. It took two overtimes, but they beat Kansas at Kansas. And Houston was down six with 90 seconds left in regulation. They get three straight stops, send it to overtime. They're down six in the first overtime with under 10 seconds left. And Emmanuel Sharp makes a three, timeout, inbound play. Kansas cannot get it inbound, steal. And what's the guy's name? Malik Wilson. He makes a three, ties the game, sends it to double overtime, and then they win it by six. And Jawan Roberts, who killed West Virginia, he killed Kansas. He had a season-high 24. And now, West Virginia, when you lose two in a row, you can't have a letdown. So we've eliminated letdown out of the equation for West Virginia. I don't think the Houston Cougars are a letdown team. But now West Virginia is trying to break a losing streak of their own. Yes, it's only two games, but it is a losing streak. And they're facing a Cougars team that's won 12 in a row, that actually showed emotions after the game of excitement for beating Kansas in double overtime. So they played 10 extra minutes. It's their second game of a road trip, and you go from Kansas to West Virginia. It's not like the Cincinnati to West Virginia swing. If Houston was capable of a letdown, and I don't think they are, but if they are, this is the spot. But again, I don't think they're capable of a letdown. I didn't think they were capable of human emotions. I thought it was, you know, like the eye, if you look at their eyes, one of them turns red. And when they're playing basketball, there's like weird visuals in their camera eye, and there's words and stuff and probabilities of, are you going to make this shot? Terminator stuff. Unfortunately, I think West Virginia is about to have a three-game losing streak, and then they go for another two-game road trip. One is on a normal-looking court. One is on a goofy-looking court. But if they lose three in a row and then maybe have the possibility of losing four, or hopefully you're sitting down, they could lose five in a row. It doesn't erase how awesome this season has been. It doesn't erase what happened in the Bahamas. It doesn't erase what happened in Fog Allen. It doesn't erase Jerry West Day. The future is bright. I like this coach. I like the coaching staff. I like the players on this team. This isn't a basketball recruiting podcast, but the guy from Huntington Prep, give him a few more weeks and he'll be a McDonald's All-American. I mean, he's jumping up the charts. I believe on 24/7 Sports, West Virginia currently has the 24th best recruiting class of freshmen. So the future is bright. They are still ahead of what I had as a prediction for this team going into the season. And they're not even with this loss, not a bubble team. Still firmly in, by the people who follow this stuff, firmly in the field of 68 for the NCAA tournament. They can't keep losing. Spoiler alert, that's going to change if they keep losing. But all things considered, still a great season, and what has happened this week doesn't change all the awesome stuff that has happened and that I think is coming. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms, or just pick one: Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2024-2025 season, they have 13 wins and they have 6 losses.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.